T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice and 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, God, the golden sun is touching the tops of the trees. Might be cold out. Actually, my lawn looks kind of frosty. We had
It's chilly out for sure.
Yeah, we had massive hail this weekend. Like on.
Oh, you did?
I guess it must have been yesterday, right? When we had that, like, all of a sudden, it was still sunny out. Just crashes of thunder, and then hailstones for really, like, usually those go away really quickly, and it was like snowing out back. It was it was crazy. Like, it's just been the whole area, you know, the whole Bay Area had just nutty weather. Everybody had a little something different.
Yeah.
Some people, it was really hot.
Everything flipped upside down in my backyard. Everything.
What happened?
Just, you know, my greenhouse, like, a couple panels flew out.
And oh, no! Like,
because of the wind.
Yeah, because of the wind. And then the tarp had this big, one of those canopies. Man, just destroyed. whatever, you know.
Oh, man.
First world problems. It's totally fine.
Hard to know the weather, though. I had one of those weekends where the forecast was for wind, and so the surf was going to be chewed. And I woke up Saturday. I planned to get up Saturday and just went, forget it. I'm just going to sleep. And it turned out not to be that windy and was really good. So then the next day I'm like, forget it. I will not miss it again. I get up Sunday early and it was absolutely torn to shreds from wind. And I just went, boy, I really played that backwards. Oh, well. Anyway, that's the weather is very.
Sure. The weather is it's changeable at best.
Hard to predict. Hey, let me tell you something real quick before you start the trash.
Okay, go. Plenty of time.
Look at your stock apps, everybody.
I know.
The market is roaring.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's funny because, I don't know, middle of the week last week when I was feeling pretty down, I was like, John, maybe we should pull everything out of the stock market.
I was feeling the same way, yeah.
And just because I'm super afraid, and then we'll just buy it all back afterward.
Pull out now, actually, Sarah. It's a good time to pull right now.
Yeah, buy it back if you're going to do that today.
Well, I'm not allowed to do anything with it. And long ago, we decided between the two of us that I was not even allowed to really look. But I do have the password, so I do look sometimes.
Just do it.
And I looked this morning, and I went, well, that's surprising.
Yeah.
So I'm not in charge of it, though. And I don't make trades or whatever. I don't make decisions on that. I'll just stop looking. I'll let everyone know. I'll let everyone let me know how I'm doing. And by everyone, I mean John. Hey, you guys, as I'm looking at the sponsor for Celebrity Trash that Nicole so kindly puts together and comes up with her own little things. And I thought National Fried Chicken Day, didn't we just have a long conversation about fried chicken? Like, wasn't National Fried Chicken Day like sometime last week or?
It's Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
Today?
That's what I thought today was. It's Chicken Sandwich Day, isn't it?
Can we double check which chicken day it is? Because I've got Fried Chicken Day.
I wrote that for you because last week you were talking about how you wanted fried chicken in general for your birthday.
Oh, so that didn't come up because of some other thing.
No, you just wanted that for your birthday.
So today is National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
Yes, I guess. Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to let John know about that. John makes a fried chicken sandwich that is delicious. So today's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. If you've been pondering whether or not you should go get some fried chicken or a fried chicken sandwich, this is your sign. The answer is yes, you should do that. It's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Great news.
I wonder if Popeyes is still sold out. They're always,
Oh, yeah, that whole chicken sandwich thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hit that one thing.
Oh, right now.
Remember we talked about that?
Yeah, sure.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
That's it. That's it for politics. All right. That was a nice moment, you know. Hey, I'm out for my jog. Oh, by the way.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. I don't know why I'm singing. I've just looked at my first story. It's terribly sad. Alex Trebek lost his battle with pancreatic cancer yesterday. He passed away at his home in L.A., surrounded by family and friends, 80 years old. He announced in March of last year. March of this year, it will only ever be remembered for one thing, the S show that has raged on. But March of last year, he announced, Alex Trebek announced he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, continued to host Jeopardy as he fought the disease. His last day of shooting was October 29th. Like, is that 11 days ago? A week ago, Thursday or something? So he worked to the very end. His final episode is going to air on Christmas Day. The show is, quote, not announcing plans for a new host at this time. He hosted, I know you have some audio, so tell me when you're ready to jump in with
it. I can just roll it. It's just a montage of his stuff.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish. Thanks to the hundreds of thousands of people wishing me well following my recent health announcement. I'm a lucky guy.
Hey guys, I'm 79 years old. I've had one hell of a good life.
Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is, we love you out. That's very kind. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
The thought of passing on doesn't frighten me. The thought of myself moving on, hey folks, comes with the territory.
He's hosted Jeopardy since 1984, won 7 Daytime Emmys from 34 nominations, also a Peabody Award. He holds the Guinness World Record for most game show episodes ever hosted. And his first...
Yeah, he hosted a bunch of shows. It wasn't just Jeopardy.
Right. He's the Canadian show Reach for the Top in 1966. It's funny, he started hosting the year I was born and started Jeopardy the year I graduated high school. And you know what? Another, like, that's so just...
What's that, 84?
84, yeah. So is that 36 years? It's sad, but weirdly appropriate that Trebek and Sean Connery died a week apart, giving their SNL connection.
I didn't think of that.
In multiple Celebrity Jeopardy skits, Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek would find himself trying to rein in antagonistic Sean Connery, played by Daryl Hammond.
Right.
Those were very good.
All times.
Yeah.
Like all-time great bits, for
sure. He actually used to like, I guess, Eugene Levy, however you say his name, who was the dad in Schmidt's Creek, which I absolutely adore. He liked his impersonation of him. I guess he used to do one on SCTV, and Alex did love Will Ferrell playing him, but thought that Eugene did a better job.
I'll tell you something that I just looked at when you see his age, and I remember as a little boy talking with it was me and Jason Sisko, and we were talking with his dad, and I was you know, like little 12-year-old Wood mouthing off, and I said, "Man, I hope I die before I'm 65 and all old and decrepit and hunched over." And Doyle, you know, with his grit in his mouth, and you know, he just had a way about him. But he was like, "Yeah, talk to me when you're 50. We'll see how you feel about that." And he is absolutely correct. As you age, you start to go, "Oh, 65 isn't going to do it." And 80, you'd think is a great run. But I'm sure, and like Alex had said, he was not ready to go. He wanted to beat that thing, and man, it's
he did fight. He fought the good fight. I mean, that's, you know, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That's what my mother-in-law died of, and she found out and died a month later.
Yeah, like that is, you know, it is not an easy one.
The prognosis is not good.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know, so obviously because he had passed, I saw a ton of old video of him. And, you know, I always think of him as the guy with the white hair from Jeopardy. But man, he was like, you know, 70s porn star stash and a little bit of a fro. Like,
he had a fro going, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of a hottie.
I don't know for sure, and I didn't even bother to look it up. And while I'm a fan, I wasn't someone who, you know, watched religiously. But I think he started in radio.
Oh, I don't see that here. They're talking about all these hosting gigs. But, you know, a lot of people start in radio. Like, that's, you know, that is how you sort of break through your fear. And then some people are bound for television, and others are like, man, I'm happy right here.
Right.
Also, face for radio.
Right.
You know what? I don't have the 70s porn star look going for me, so I guess I'll just stay
the
here.
Cleanup job takes too long, and yeah. I can't keep this up.
Yeah, nope.
You're right, Vin. He spent 12 years announcing and hosting on radio and TV for Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
There you go. Yeah,
how
he's a radio
funny.
Guy.
Of course he was. Well, listen, you know, you take people who come from radio and put them on TV, and they can ad lib so much better than anybody who's just like
well,
teleprompter
you know,
person.
And it's trippy that stand up comedians also transfer over to TV the way they do, but it's because they take that same act and make it seem fresh every single night. And that's one of the skills of being an actor, is being able to sell that thing even though you've sold it a million times already.
Right. Here it is again with a little tweak.
Right.
So they talk about a bunch of his different shows that he'd hosted. Remember game shows? I don't know. Are they still as big as they ever were? I know there's a few that are fairly big, but there used to be game shows on all day long. Like when you'd stay home from sick from school, you'd watch all these. No whammies, no whammies. I don't even know which one that was.
You know, it was Saturday night. As I was waiting for Saturday Night Live, one of the things that came on was Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
And I was like, who can watch this? And I was just in a bad mood because I wanted to watch SNL. And I'm like, right. Who watches this crap? This is... but that show still, you know, the missus goes, how old are these guys? Because they look great, but they've been at it for, just like Jeopardy, 40 years?
I don't know how long. But those two as a pair have been just, they dominate 7 to 8 p.m. or whatever time it is in wherever you live. I get that apparently in some places Jeopardy is first and whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. But however old Pat Sajak is, he's, you know, he's got the blonde hair.
Got to keep that, Ben.
Holding on to that hard. And yeah. And actually, Vanna looks incredible.
She does.
And I don't know how old she is either, but they both look.
I mean, they have to be pushing 70, right? They have to be in their 60s.
Yep.
At the very least. I remember Regis Philbin. Regis Philbin was in his 80s when he left the show, wasn't he? And then he went on, he was doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he looked amazing.
Yeah, I don't think I think he was doing that while he was doing the Regis show.
So
I think
don't
he
know
did
how,
both.
I don't know
Pat's,
how old he was.
Pat Sajak is 74, and Vanna White is 63.
Oh, she's only 63. Only.
Yeah, well, in my youthful mind, she should die any minute.
Why would you want to live past that?
Like, yeah, I mean, kids just have no idea. And you say the dumb, I look back at that and just think, I wanted to be dead at 65. Like, what world was I living in? I was living in 12-year-old world.
You know, that's the crazy thing about, you're young first, so you think that's all there is. And you just, you don't realize how long you're a grown-up for. And how long you make this whole thing work. And yeah, there's different stages and you're having kids or doing, you know, this job or that job. But it really is. It's like when you're a kid, I didn't start to realize it until I was after the age of 25. 25, I was like, holy, next stop 30. Like that was when I really started to go, boy, there's a long, you're mostly an old person in your life.
Right.
The you who you are at 18 thinks you're old. For the rest of the time. Goes fast, kids. Enjoy every minute.
Well, and I like to repeat this, but I do think that as you age, you find yourself going, you know what's better than dying? Living.
Mm.
Like, living's pretty rad. Like, look around you today as you get up and out. There's a crisp, you know, cold air and a blue sky overhead, and life is pretty great.
Life is pretty great. And you, by the time you're our age, you've surrounded yourself, hopefully, with people you love and who love you back. And it's, you know, why would you not want every minute you can have with them?
Right. So rest in peace, Alex Trebek. I hate that I'm caught up with Alec and Alex because of Alec Baldwin.
But who, by the way, is hold on, let me skip over to my SNL stuff. He basically said this is the best job I've ever wanted to lose.
Trump?
Yeah.
Dude, I finally saw Jim Carrey's Biden, and he crushed it. The loser thing was so perfect, and I loved it. Yeah, I loved that so much. And, of course, it's because I love Jim Carrey, and there he was sort of.
He's so good as Biden.
He's doing Biden, and then he just peeks through with his loser. Yeah, just perfect.
Oh, so good.
And he clearly, he really threw him his whole self into that loser. I think he liked it.
I think so. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he was really into that.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit, so I'm not going to spend all day on it, but Dave Chappelle hosted the first post-election episode of Saturday Night Live, just like he did 4 years ago when President Trump won. He did 16 minutes for a monologue. Usually the monologue is, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes?
Yeah, five at the most.
Plenty of his usual edgy humor. He actually, one of the first things he said is, I'm actually nervous. I'm not showing it, but I'm nervous.
He smoked?
Yeah, it was
very distracting as a smoker.
He came out with a ciggy. I was like, oh boy, that is.
He's settling in.
Yeah.
He's here for the long haul.
He does that at every show. I mean, at the Punch, too, he smokes in there.
They're all like, you can't smoke. He goes, oh, well, really? Okay, I got to go. Do whatever I'm going to leave.
Right.
Yeah. I'm Dave Chappelle, bitch.
That's the way it is when you're a celebrity. I remember at the radio station, Slash pulled out his grits and lit one, and we're like, he can't. And everyone went, yeah, he can, actually. We're just going to sit here and shut up. Slash just smoked away in a building where there's no smoking. And everyone went, okay, he's Slash. Who's going to tell him?
Right. You tell him. No, you tell him. Do you want to just roll some of these? Listen, he actually told some jokes. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A little bit over a minute if you want that.
Yeah, give me a little.
I would implore everybody who's celebrating the day to remember. It's good to be a humble winner. Remember when I was here 4 years ago? Remember how bad that felt? Remember that half the country right now still feels that way? Remember, the life expectancy of white people is dropping because of heroin, because of suicide. All these white people out there that feel that anguish, that pain, that mad because they think nobody cares. And maybe they don't. Let me tell you something. I know how that feels. If you're a police officer, and every time you put your uniform on, you feel like you got a target on your back. You're appalled by the ingratitude that people have when you would risk your life to save them. Believe me, I know how that feels. Everyone knows how that feels. But here's the difference between me and you. You guys hate each other for that. And I don't hate anybody. I just hate that feeling. That's what I fight through. That's what I suggest you fight through. You got to find a way to live your life. You got to find a way to forgive each other. You got to find a way to find joy in your existence in spite of that feeling.
And that was the not funny part of the, that was where he got pretty real. But he, you know, so it's 16 minutes, and I don't know if there's a lot of N-words in that. Are we able to link that to our
Facebook? I was surprised he went there with that, but I just because of the national TV, I thought every word of his segment was important.
It was great.
Won't link it, but it's easily, you know, searchable.
One of the things that he's really good at is when he's in the middle of saying stuff, he'll go, did I trigger you? And you go, he's doing jokes. Like, come on.
He even says at one point, he goes, hey, Lorna, I don't know. You told me this was going to be a comedy thing. I'm just trying out some jokes here.
He tried out one that fell, too. It fell fucking the flat. I forget what it was, but he tried.
One where he goes, women make 50%, something, and then he goes, and you don't deserve it. And I just went,
whatever it is, it's too much. Like, oh, way to drive home that you're doing comedy, buddy.
Right.
You gotta be. He did some skits, and Weekend Update had some jokes. Did you pick a few of your faves on that?
Sure, yeah. Here it is.
Ever right. since Biden won, everything I was worried about or mad about just sort of faded away. I mean, the problems are still there, but remember that Shawshank scene when the dudes are drinking beer on the roof? They were still in prison, but for one day, everything just felt okay. That's how I feel now, and I'm so relieved because if Trump won, I thought there'd be a race war. And Colin, you don't know this, but me and my friends are gonna kidnap you. I rented a big old fridge and everything. It was a good plan.
What, would I go in the fridge?
The box.
By the way, I just want to point out how crazy it is that it's already Saturday and the only candidate who's conceded is Kanye West. It is never a good sign when Kanye accepts reality faster than you do. Trump has filed several lawsuits demanding recounts, alleging voter fraud. I just want to point something out real quick. Remember in 2016 when he lost the popular vote to Hillary by 3 million? He blamed it on illegal immigrants sneaking in and voting? Well, this time he's going to lose by 5 million votes, which by his own logic means Trump let in 2 million more illegal immigrants and they all voted for Biden.
So there's that. Do I have time for, you know, I'll give you one more. Al Roker announced Friday he's battling prostate cancer. It very much got lost in sort of the news shuffle on Friday.
Yeah, I actually hadn't heard that.
Yeah. So then on Saturday, he was thanking fans for their support.
Oh my gosh, is this not a glorious day or what? Oh, fantastic. And it reminds me that I got to thank each and every one of you for your prayers, your support, your well wishes after I announced on Friday that I'm battling prostate cancer. And with any luck, next week, I'm going to be having prostate cancer surgery. And I'm going to tell prostate cancer, to borrow a phrase, you're fired.
Hilarious. All right. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
15 kids, Sarah. Oh. 15 kids.
It's a lot of kids, Ben.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.